Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you've won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, rule the doubters run. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing the price of battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it by myself.
For me.
Yeah, yes. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You have
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time. Yeah. My heart could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you did it for me, yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Got you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
You give him praise.
Because you won. Because you faithful.
Everybody
know it's a winner.
Yes.
Everybody know it's a winner.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Final glory. Hallelujah.
and see you have won. You did it again, over and over, time after time. I could see my way out with you. Yeah, he's Jesus all by himself, y'all. I'm getting excited thinking about your goodness, how you keep on making a way for me.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah, for this is the day. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. We thank God on this night. Amen. Praise God. We are getting ready. Hallelujah, to cross over. My God, I give him glory today. Amen. 2021, amen, the countdown to 2022, hallelujah. So I thank and praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Many have not made it to this point, but we thank God that his hands are still yet upon us on today. Praise God. I thank God, yes, Holy Spirit, for all of you. Amen. Glory to God. Thought it not robbery to come on the line tonight. Amen. To get the word of the Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit, from the very throne room. Amen. Praise God. Somebody give God the praise, and somebody shout hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. So we thank God, amen, praise God. You are on the air with no other, amen, than Apostle Calvin McNeil this day, amen, praise God, hallelujah. For all that don't know, praise God, God has changed the ministry name to Reign of Glory Revival Ministries. Amen. Reign of Glory. Come on. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. We are here for a fresh start, for a new day. Hallelujah, for what the Lord is doing. Amen. Praise God. Because, yes, the glory has fallen upon this place. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory has fallen upon this mind today. Amen. The glory has fallen upon you and me. Amen. Praise God. Revive us again, oh God, revive us again. Come on, somebody, give God the praise. This hallelujah. Do it again, God, because you did it one more time. You did it again. Glory to God. Glory to God. God will do it again for me, you, and you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God on this day for the day that he has made. I don't know how your day went today. Praise God. But we are still yet here. Glory to God. So let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us allow God to have his way on today. So, Father, we just thank you, God, today, hallelujah, for your grace, for your mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, God, that's going to come forward on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you glory today, Father God. Open up our heart. Open up our mind. Open up our spirit. Open up our eyes on the day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, today, Father God, I pray, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would send your healing, that you would send your deliverance upon us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let this be a fresh new day, Father God, as we get ready to cross over into 2022, Father God. Let it be the best year ever, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We know, Father God, that we will have some things that go on in our lives, Father God. But with you, Father God, you can get us through it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we are in great expectation, Father God, for the great things that you have already prepared for them that love you, Father. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you in advance, Father God. We praise you in advance, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we give you glory. And we honor you. We honor you. Now, God, let me step aside that the Holy Spirit will have his way on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Move self out the way, Father God. Send down your wisdom. Send down your knowledge. And send down the understanding that only you can give, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we say thank you. We praise you. We glorify you and we lift you up. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We're going to go, praise God. I'm not going to keep you long tonight, hallelujah, because I want you, amen, glory to God, to have some time with the Holy Ghost on tonight, praise God, as you begin, amen, a fresh new day, a fresh new start, amen, praise God. This is a time, amen, of reflection, amen, as we get ready to cross over, amen, praise God. Today, praise God, I'm going to Matthew 14, the 14th chapter, verses 22-33. Amen. Praise God. It is a passage that we all know, that we always speak of, praise God. But hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's about Peter. Peter, may we like Peter. Amen. Recognize whose hand to hold, who to call on for help in the moment of adversity. Indeed, his hands are never too far from reaching us in times of trouble. No matter what we're going through, it could be the good times, the bad times, but we have a hand to hold on to. When I talked to God this morning, praise God, he didn't give me no cliches about 2022 or nothing like that, because you know how sometimes, amen, people trying to rhyme and say what God did not say. Hallelujah. I asked God, Lord, what would you have me to say to us tonight? Glory to God. He said the other side of through. When we see the other side of through, he said hope in the Lord. Hope in me, the Lord Jesus. He said keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said also, praise God, the time, this is a time, amen, a place of settlement. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we say settlement, praise God, hallelujah, we think about, praise God, the accommodations. We think about understanding and the conclusion, a place of establishment. This is a time, amen, praise God, that you're going to see the hand of God in your life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that's going to settle you, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, that's going to settle, glory to God, everything that's in your life. My God, I give you glory. Are you ready, people of God, for God to settle you, praise God, hallelujah. No matter what we go through, praise God, God says keep your hands in my hand. Oh, glory to God. The other side of through, meaning the other side of through, when you make it over, praise God, hallelujah, I'll be right there with you, praise God. I'm walking with you. I'm talking with you. I'm going to establish you, praise God, hallelujah. That's what the Lord has spoke to me. Hope in the Lord. Hope in me, the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep on keeping on. My God, I give you glory. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus walks on water. We all know the passage. Amen. Praise God. Jesus walks on water. The Bible says immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him on the other side. Somebody said, we're going to the other side, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many know, praise God, that the wind, yes, Holy Ghost, is getting ready to cease? The Bible says the wind was contrary. Now, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they was troubled, saying, it is a ghost. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. And they cried out for fear, but immediately, suddenly Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I, do not be afraid. Jesus is speaking to us, people of God. Be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. The Bible says, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, come on, a rhema word, come. Hallelujah. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on water to go to Jesus. But somebody say, but when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. Come on, Holy Ghost. Lord, save me. My God, I give you glory. Save me, Lord. The Bible says that immediately Jesus stretched out his hands and caught him and said to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Recounts the story of Jesus instructing his disciples to get into a boat heading to the other side. Midway through their journey, the disciples encountered a terrible storm. Jesus at the point shows up in the middle of the storm walking on the sea. Peter, realizing it was Master walking on the water, does ask him if it will be possible for himself to join the miracle wave. See, there's in this storm, praise God, there's some miracles in the storm. I want somebody to know, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. Just because glory to God, when the wind blow, praise God, and it gets out of control, praise God, there is a miracle that comes out of the waves. Jesus obliges and invites Peter to come over walking on the sea. Peter at this point steps out of the boat and is walking on the water with the eyes gazed on Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost. He does fine until he begins to sing at this point, having taken off his eyes and focused off of Jesus. Somebody, I want to talk to you. Praise God, in the season right here that we're getting ready to walk in. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The waves might be blowing. My God, I give you glory. It might seem like it's out of control, but God told me to tell you to keep your hands in his hands. My God, I give you glory. The Bible says at the point off, his eyes was all focused off of Jesus. Now, to the core of the message, Peter begins to sing as his focus shifted from the master to the wind and the storm. Important that we stay focused on the call and the assignment, as one cannot look through a bottle with both eyes. We can't look through a bottle with both eyes. We got to be singular. Amen. Praise God. Looking through the eyes of God. Looking at Jesus. Looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We are not told to what extent he sang. However, what we find interesting is that as he sung, he didn't attempt to swim. My God, I give you glory. He rather prayed and seek for help. Glory to God. As we get to the point, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. When we feel like we are going to sink, glory to God, do we stop and pray and seek help? Jesus said today, hope in the Lord. My God, I give you glory. Keep on keeping on the other side of through. He prays and seeks for help. At this point, prays one of the shortest prayers in the Bible by shouting, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He didn't go through a lot of things. He said, Lord, save me. Peter was an experienced fisherman as he had spent most of his life on the sea. And therefore, one would have imagined that in his moment of adversity on the sea, his natural instinct would have first to swim his way through. However, no, he rather seeks for help from the Lord. Notice how, regardless of one's skills, expertise, and network, there always comes a time when we all are in need of the Lord's help and salvation. The Bible says, the psalmist put it in a better way when he says, they looked unto him and were lightened. Ah, glory to God. Anybody looking unto the Lord today, praise God, and their faces were not ashamed. Ah, glory. Glory to God. God said, I would never allow you to be ashamed. When you call on the name of Jesus, I will be there. I will be there. Glory to God. Glory to God. When you call on me, Peter prayed, Lord, save me. One of the shortest prayer in the Bible. Peter, in his moment of adversity, does not waffle and go straight to the point which his request, Lord, save me. He was bare, blunt, brief, clear to the cut in his request. See, at this point, praise God, hallelujah, they promise you, amen, all the good things of 2022. And yes, there are going to be some great things, but there's going to be some wind that blows sometimes, hallelujah. There's going to be some things that take place in our lives, praise God, that we know not what to do. So he said, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to give you instructions, amen, praise God, of what to do, praise God. When you fall into those places, amen, praise God. We know, praise God, that 2022 is going to be a great year. We know, praise God, it's going to be a time of settlement. We know, praise God, there's going to be a time of movement. There's going to be a time of blessings, amen, praise God. But when they fall into those places, amen, praise God, there's a place that God wants us to be in. Lord, save me. Most godly, divine encounters are like sunrises. Don't waste time in ceasing them or you'll miss the moment. Reminds me of blind Bartimaeus when asked by Jesus, what do you want? His clear-cut answer was, I want to see. Full stop. I want to see. There was no need for reference his past or how he became blind. Lesson here is that we need to keep our requests straight to the point and clear cut in when we fall into adversity. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Because when we're being blessed, amen, praise God, there will be some things that come in our lives that take us to the higher level of God. Come on, Holy Ghost. That take us to new dimensions in the Lord, praise God. As he bless you, praise God, you'll see yourself going higher and higher and higher into new dimensions. No sooner than Peter had spoken did Jesus show up with salvation. The Bible says in Matthew 14 and 31 reads that immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. Somebody say, Jesus, glory to God. He got me. Praise God. When I'm up, he got me. When I'm down, he got me. When I'm in the middle, he got me. My God, I give you glory. He's close to your people of God. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you until the end of the world. Isn't that amazing? Truly, we serve a mighty God. The Bible says in Psalm 31 and 15 reads, my time are at hand. Oh, glory to God. My times are in your hands. God truly holds our hands. In fact, he holds us in his hands. Notice carefully how it is apparent hold of a child's hand that keeps them safe. Growing up, praise God, people talk about growing up as little kids. Glory to God. And what their mama and daddy did used to always say to me, praise God, the raised hand cares not. Not for its own recognition. A raised hand doesn't care about their own recognition, praise God, but for that of the body below. See, glory to God, Jesus, by stretching his hands to Peter, is saying to us, I care for and that I've got you covered. Somebody say, he cares for me and he got me covered. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We got to look at the Lord Jesus Christ and with new eyes in this season, praise God. My God, I give you glory. He cares for you, people of God. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you came through, no matter how blessed you are, glory to God. He said, I got you covered in this season. My God, I give you glory. We got to hold on to the word of God because, yes, he cares for us. And, yes, he got us covered. He does not care not just for ourselves, our person, but our situations we are going through, the details and the dilemma that we go through. Indeed, true friends are held with both hands to that effort, the fact prayed that in every situation of our lives we find ourselves in, we will not fail to call for outstretched hands always near us to remember. God, glory to God, wants you to know today, hallelujah, Jesus, your hope is in the Lord. My God, I give you glory. As you rest tonight, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, glory to his name. Glory to God, the other side of through, meaning the other side of through is where the blessings lie. Glory to God. If you keep on walking, people of God, you will make it to the other side. Tonight, praise God, they're calling the service a crossover service. But I want you to know, praise God, that you have already crossed over. You have already crossed over into the blessing, saith the Lord thy God. This is the word of the Lord to the people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, your hope is in me. He said, keep on keeping on. My God, I give you glory. Don't lose focus in this hour. Don't take your eyes off of me, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. The Bible says that when he walked, praise God, he shifted his focus off of Jesus, and that's when he began to drown. Glory to his name. I want you to know, praise God, tonight, glory to God, shift your eyes back on Jesus. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, not the problem, because he is the problem solver, not the creation, because he is the creator. My God, I give you glory. The creator of all things, amen. He made all things belong to him, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. We look to the hills with cometh our help. Know that our help comes from the Lord. We're moving forward, people of God. We have already crossed over. My God, I give you glory. We are all, glory to God, glory to God, in a crossover season. Yes, Holy Ghost. Somebody said, my feet are planted on a solid rock. The solid rock called Jesus Christ. He is my rock. He is my fortress. He is my redeemer. He is my alpha and omega, the beginning and the end. He is the bright and morning star. He is Jehovah Rapha. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. As we cross over, glory to God, and we put our feet, praise God, in the place that God wants us to go. We have already been there. We're already standing there. But now you got to know, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. It was a crossover season. My God, I give you glory. As the kingdom of God is moving, so also we must shift and transition into the next move of God. My God, I say thank you. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. My God, I thank you. As the kingdom of God is moving, so also we must shift and transition into the next move of God. Can I go to the song now? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll be right back, people of God. Keep on keeping on, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We're going someplace, amen, praise God. And we believe and we trust God that he's holding on, praise God. And we're going to hold on to the horns of the altar.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine, yeah, what my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I can only imagine. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for that song. Amen. Hallelujah is a time, people, that we have already been in our new season. Amen. It's already our crossover season. As the kingdom of God is moving, so also we must shift and transition into the next move of God. Hallelujah. Anybody ready for the next? Amen. Heart God thought about fear. The next, glory to God. We don't know what our next is. Amen. But I know, praise God. Hallelujah. The promise of God is yes and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our next, praise God, is going to blow up. It's going to be a blessing. Amen. Praise God. We've been through the storm. We've been through the rain. Yes, Holy Ghost. We've been tried by fire. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And we know, praise God, glory to his name. Yes, Holy Spirit. In 2021, praise God, we all been through some things. Amen. Some things that we're not proud about. Some things we are proud about. Praise God. Some going through some good times, some bad times. But one thing I know, praise God, hallelujah, we learned in this year. Praise God. So therefore, amen, we are moving to the next phase in our lives. Amen. So the next move of God, move from a church mindset to the kingdom mindset. See, we got to shift our mindset. Come on, somebody say, we're moving forward now. Praise God. We done seen what Peter did. Praise God. We see that he cried out for help. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So now we're going to move forward into some things. Amen. We're going to move from the church mindset to the kingdom mindset. Similarity transitions our church into the kingdom move. Hallelujah. Because it's all about the kingdom. Jesus asked his disciples to cross over to the other side in Matthew 8 and 18. He said, I want you to cross over to the other side. When a true prophetic word is given, when Jesus gave the prophetic word, praise God, a sign that is from God is the demonic resistance and opposition be released sometimes in our lives. When a prophecy, a true prophecy is given, because even when God told Peter, when Jesus said to Peter, he said, come, praise God, hallelujah. We don't know what happened in that time. My God, I give you glory. But when Jesus speak, amen, praise God, there's always sometimes a demonic resistance, opposition released on the blessing that God is getting ready to do. Come on, we're shifting our mindset from the church to the kingdom. The opposition is a sure indication that you are on the right track. My God, I give you glory. Somebody say, I'm on the right track. Oh, my God. The intensity of the opposition is an indication of the scale of the breakthrough. Some of you, praise God, is getting ready to get such a great breakthrough. Praise God, that it's going to blow your mind. Praise God, hallelujah, thunder. The ammunition the enemy selects against you is an indication and a clue to the enemy's fear of you. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Sometimes, praise God, we run from the enemy, praise God, but we don't know that the enemy runs from us. Why? Because God already selected us, amen, to bless us. Oh, come on, somebody, and if I could just get them to stop in the midst, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that's why he fears you, praise God, hallelujah. If I could just get you to believe me, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, glory to God, if I could get them to believe Jesus, glory to God, I got fear, praise God, because now, praise God, they're going to move in the things of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, the place where the enemy is attacking you is an indication of where he is afraid of you and where God has ordained a breakthrough for you and a blessing for you, praise God, hallelujah. Where the enemy is attacking you is where your strength lies. Oh, come on, somebody, my God, I give you glory. We got to understand, praise God, and look at this thing, amen, from the the kingdom point of view. When things are going right, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. And wherever the enemy is attacking you, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. That's where your strength at. That's why he attacks you. When you got faith, amen, he comes, praise God, try to give you doubt. When you are being blessed, amen, praise God, he come and try to throw something else in it, try to make people come up against you. He knows your strength, people of God. Where the enemy is attacking you is where your covenant is. Yes, Holy Ghost. Where the enemy is attacking you is where your anointing lies and where you are to be blessings and where God wants you to use you. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. If we just get the point of the kingdom, if we can get our mind shifted to the kingdom, praise God, and not stop where you're at right now, but continue to go, praise God, because wherever your strength at, that's what the enemy wants to shut down. My God, I give you glory. Your storm and raging sea is a demonic orchestration to cause you to give up, to throw you off track, to be discouraged and turn back. Remember that those that put their hands to the plow and turn back are not fit for the kingdom. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. The way forward is closer than the way back. Oh, glory to God. If I'm talking to somebody today, praise God, sometime, praise God, it seems like you come up against so much stuff, praise God, but you got to understand the kingdom principles. Where the enemy knows, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. He's afraid, praise God, if I can stop them before they get to their destiny, if I can stop them before they get to that new home, if I can stop them before they get to that new car, if I could stop them before they get the new anointing, if I could stop them, praise God, before they get the new power, if I could stop them before they get the new authority, if I could stop them, my God, I give it glory. Remember, the storm is designed to get you to fear and turn back. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. My God, I thank you. To turn back now will mean that you are re-entering the worst part of a storm again. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Because you was already passing through. Somebody said, I was already passing through. But when I turn back to go backwards, amen, it's going to cause me to enter into the worst storm that I ever been in. Somebody say, keep on going while you're in the middle of something. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fight a little harder. Know that God is with you. Know that the hand of God is with you. My God, I give you glory. The storm is designed to get you to fear and to turn back. Remember, fear and faith do not go together. The enemy always attack your faith with fear. Fear and faith cannot dwell together. Oh, come on, somebody. I thank you, Lord Jesus, my God. I give you glory. He is not trying to kill you. He is trying to kill the faith and the purpose. When he can get your faith, he has killed you before God, because faith is the vehicle to get anything from God. Hallelujah, glory to God. When you got faith in God, my God, I give you glory. The Lord Jesus Christ stands up for you because your faith is so powerful, praise God, and nothing, amen, is impossible for them that please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Don't turn back now. You have come too far to turn back. Somebody say, press on, press on, press on. Speak to your storm and command the raging sea. Peace, be still. There's another side of a miracle for you. May this be a lifeline for you. Somebody say, God is throwing a lifeline line out for me, praise God, hallelujah. I might feel that I can't make it, praise God. So what he does, he throws a lifeline for you, praise God. He pulls you out of that pit. He pulls you out of that calamity. He pulled you out of that affliction. He pulled you out of that unbelief. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. A little deeper on, crossing over to the other side. Prophetically, we are in the crossover marked by transition, which consists of three phases: separation, transition, and recorporation. My God, I give you glory. To enter the next phase, the gateway for a fuller kingdom expression in your life, if indeed you want God to use you. Somebody say, yes, God, I want you to use me in this season. This is my season. Come on, somebody say, this is my season, where God breaks through in my life, where the breakthrough is so prevalent, the breakthrough is so noticeable that everybody else around me is going to, yes, Holy Ghost, is going to shout with me, is going to praise with me, because what God has done. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Worthy of a note here is that Jesus did not stay with the crowd. My God, I give you glory. But went away from the crowd with his disciples. The people that God will use in this season are those that will not conform to the status quo, but will dare to be different and step away from the meddling crowd. My God, I give you glory. Can you step away for a moment, praise God? Do you need to be around the crowd? Amen, praise God. These are the people that God wants to use in this season. My God, can you step away, praise God? After all, there's only there for what they can get sometimes, praise God. If you got some fish, if you got some bread, praise God, hallelujah, and not what they can give you. My God, I give you glory. A defining factor for the season in the kingdom is not about what you can get, but what you can give. Not what you can acquire, but what you can lay down. Do not be a taker, but a life giver. This attitude will define your reverence to the kingdom in times of heaven. When God wants to use you, he will pull you out of the crowd. Somebody say, God is pulling me out of the crowd, separating you from loved ones, families, nations, etc. All glory to God. There is not enough room on the boat for everyone. Just room for the 12 disciples and Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. This is a major season of separation. Can you hear me in the realm of the spirit? This is a major season for separation. Yes, my 2022 might not be with everybody around me. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, because there are some great things that God has already prepared. Now, he didn't say seclude ourselves. He will do the separating. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. God is changing the people you used to run with, separating you from old things, cutting away things of the flesh, that the things of the spirit may find meaningful expression. Cutting away church mindset for the kingdom mindset. Doing away with the old to embrace the new. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, you got to understand that there's some things that's old that we got to get rid of. My God, I give you glory. Doing away with the old and embrace the new. The degree to which you let the old goal is a degree to which you can embrace the new. Can I embrace the new in this season? Your ability to separate from what us behind you will determine the clarity of your vision for the future. See, sometimes, praise God, God calls us to come aside so we can get clarity of vision for our future. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. My aunt once said to me, praise God, that we got to go away in order to pray, praise God, to get an answer from God. See, a lot of times we can't be around everybody trying to tell us what to do. We got to get clarity of vision for the future. Glory to God. My God, I give you glory. Yes, Holy Spirit, clarity of vision for the future. It's God talking to us tonight. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Your ability to separate from what's behind guide you will determine the clarity of vision for your future in time to cross over to the other side, people of God. You are here right now, praise God. God has another side miracle for you to be continued. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. May this be your lifeline to you today. My God, I thank you, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Glory to his name. People of God, glory to God, glory to God. I hear the spirit of the living God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. I hear God send in the Messiah. Sometimes, praise God, he's going to have to pull you aside because the mighty miracles that's come in your way. Oh, come on, there's a blessing on the other side of through. Oh, come on, somebody, keep your hands in the hands of God. Keep on keeping on. Hope in the Lord. It is a time, place of settlement, saith the Lord thy God. It's a place, praise God, where greater understanding is going to come to you. It's a place, amen, that you shall be established. It's a place, amen, praise God, that man of milk and honey, your promised land shall come to you. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. There's a promise that God has all promised us. My God, I give you glory. And it shall come to pass, saith the Lord thy God. There's a new anointing, a new power, a new authority that's coming to you, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I see the wisdom falling. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. There's a new understanding, glory to God, that we're getting right now. My God, I give you glory. The Spirit of God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. We lift up a standard against the wiles of the devil. My God, I give you glory. We are already fortified by the power of the blood of Jesus. The fire of God is already around us. My God, I give you glory. We're stepping into a greater place, oh God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. We're stepping into a season of separation. My God, I give you glory. Don't run from that place. There's revelation in that place. There's a new anointing in that place. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. There's clarity of vision in that place. My God, I give you glory. There's miracles in that place. My God, I give you glory. Can you stand the pain? Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Because God said, I'll get you through the thing that you need to get through. There's a lifeline. My God, I give you glory. There is a lifeline that he's throwing out for us tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You will not sink. You will not lose focus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We got all these things and what we want to do for 2022. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if I can say something to you, I hear the Spirit of God says, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't worry about all the cliches. Hallelujah, when the new year come in, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to stop eating. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I'm not going to be bothered with this. I'm not going to be bothered with that. Praise God. Don't worry about those things. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. God said, keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. There's your blessing on the other side of your through. Get the kingdom mindset this day, praise God. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, somebody say 2022 is going to be the best year ever. My God, I give you glory. Why? Because Jesus said, I got your back. I'm holding on to you. Your mind won't shift. Your hands won't shift. Your feet won't be moved in the season, saith the Lord thy God. Oh, Holy Ghost. Go It's a season, people of God. And I keep hearing the Lord says, don't worry about who's around you. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Don't worry about if family didn't call you. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Because, yes, God says to tell you tonight, there is a season I have you in. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And it's called separation. My God, I give you glory. Because when he bring all the ones around you again, they're going to wonder how in the world did they come out of this? How in the world did they get blessed like this? Because I was in a place, amen, glory to God, a separation, getting my clarity of vision for my future, and God blessing me at the same time. There's a lifeline connected to you, and it's called Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is your lifeline. People of God, hallelujah, send. When you need Jesus, call on him. Those are short prayers that they prayed. Hallelujah, glory to God. Lord, save me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, heal me. Lord, bless me. My God, I give you glory. It's a time, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. We thank and praise God on this day. This is the day, hallelujah, that we already done crossed over. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to welcome 2022 in. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Can I read Psalms 24 to you? Praise God, as God has given me. Praise God. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Come on, the fullness and the world and those that dwell therein. He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who may stand in heaven? His holy place. My God, I give you glory. He who had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto idols, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. See, it's a time we're going to seek his face. Lift up your head, wherever you're going to, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Welcome the King of glory into your life. Welcome the King of glory into your home. Welcome the King of glory into your children's life. Welcome the King of glory into your husband's. Welcome the King of glory for your wife. The King of glory is here, people of God. Welcome him in, praise God, tonight. Say, God, I thank you. Come on into this house, praise God. We want to do good for 2022, praise God. I don't want you to be on the outside. Come on in, Holy Spirit. Have your way in our life. Have your way in our, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the lives of your people. My God, I give you glory. We thank you. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give God the glory tonight. Praise God. People of God, it's our time of settlement. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord tonight. It is our time of settlement. What is it that you have prayed about? What did you ask Jesus about? Jesus said, it is our time of settlement. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah for you being on tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, for the word of the Lord tonight. Praise God as we get ready. Amen. To go in to the new year. We are already there already. Ha, my stay kuyadabasanda. Because Jesus says so. He said this is the season that he's going to bless us. Hold on to the word of God. Don't let the enemy steal it. Amen. Praise God, because he is our lifeline. So we thank you. Praise God on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I will be back on Sunday morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited for this new year. I'm excited for the new thing. I'm excited for your life. I'm excited for what God is going to do for you and me. Praise God. And our household. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit, because great things are going to happen 2022. You will see, believe me, And trust me, because God spoke it to me. Amen. Praise God. We thank you. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for coming on. Praise God. You have been on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry today. Praise God. We thank God for you, you and you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Praise God. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, praise God. Hallelujah. Get in contact with me. Even if you need prayer, praise God, hallelujah. You need a salvation to lead you to salvation, because somebody might be on here, praise God, hallelujah, that needs salvation, because that's what it's really about, bringing the people to the kingdom of God. You can call me, 302-883-9799. Again, 302-883-9799. I pray in the name of Jesus, amen, that you was blessed today. Let me pray out. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Father, for what you have said on this night. We thank you, Lord God, how you have spoke to us, Lord God, that we will not shift our mindset, God, off of you, but we will keep our mind stayed upon you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to move by your mighty power in the lives of your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless every household under the sound of my voice, Father God, and our extended family, Lord God, as we get ready to go into the new year, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless our families, Lord God, and everyone that's connected to us, Father God. Keep them safe, Lord God. Keep them protected, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And I ask, Father God, do a supernatural thing in the lives of your people, Lord God, that they, yes, Holy Ghost, that they will be in the wow moments. Look what the Lord has done. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you for this is a time of settlement, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we want to keep our hands in your hands, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You said hope in the Lord. Yes, Holy Ghost. And you said keep on keeping on, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, for lifting up a standard against the wiles of the devil, Lord God. Keep us in the palm of your hands, Father God, that no man can pluck us out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, but then as fathers before the presence of his glory with a seat in joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen, amen, and amen. I got a song for us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. Happy, happy, happy New Year to everyone under the sound of my voice. God bless you all.
Fearfully, wonderfully, made in the image of God. I am free, completely safe in the arms of my Father. I am royalty. I am who you call me. I believe I am yours. Oh, yes, I am. Wonderfully made in the image of Abba, I am free, completely safe in the arms of my Father. Your hand on me. I'm royal, my Father is King. I believe. started. You took your time on me like the breath in the hands of an artist. I am your masterpiece, a song before life ever started.
Your time on me. I'm royalty.